Progress is going well. Still on the same schedule, just trying to continue to strengthen the muscles and continue to just pace myself in terms of, you know, route running and things like that. So I'm just listening to the trainers. They just continue to take it one day at a time.
How hard is it to be patient?
It's extremely difficult, especially with, you know, seeing your teammates out there. Obviously, mini camp just began today, and everybody's getting after, everybody's competing and things like that. So it's definitely difficult, but you got to stay firm. You got to listen to the trainers and the things that they advise you to do, and that's what I'm doing.
In some ways, does it help you that O'Dowd is on the sideline with you and hanging out with you?
No. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be playing. I want him to be out there so I can, you know, watch him and continue to watch him grow as a player and in terms of learning new things, learning, seeing him in his second year, things like that. But, you know, it's just the nature of the beast right now. Obviously, from a mental standpoint, it helps me. I mean, we talk about it. We talk about how we feel. We talk about, you know, just coming in every day, day to day. We've actually gotten closer the more time we spent with each other. So that's the only positive that comes from it. Obviously, I want to see him playing and doing all the good things that we're all accustomed to seeing him do.
At that point where you're starting to get excited about what the two of you can do finally when you're together out there?
Almost there. Obviously, with the days that inch closer and closer to training camp and into the season, I get, you know, more and more excited about the things that not just me and him, but this entire offense. I think we got some good tools and some good things in place for us to be successful this year, so I'm excited for that. I believe so. Kind of listening to my body right now and the way it feels, and you know, I'm almost there. And obviously, by late July, early August, I should be somewhere around 100%. So I'm feeling good.
Victor, does it energize you just to be out there with your teammates, and seeing them running around, even though you're practicing with them, just to get the vibe that's in the room right there?
Definitely. Obviously, you know, just seeing those guys play and seeing those guys being out there competing, I'm obviously on the side talking to them, seeing how they feel about everything. So it's a good feeling, man, just to see those guys playing again and just to be around it again and be around all those guys. They lift me up each and every day. So it's definitely a good feeling seeing everybody out there competing again.
Victor, your story is well known, undrafted, and then you burst on the scene. What advice would you give to undrafted teammates that you have right now?
To just be patient, man. I mean, it's not all going to come in one practice or one day or one route, I mean, or one, you know, competitive drill. You got to be able to stand the test of time, be consistent and do things every day, and not get ahead of yourself. So take every day as it is. Enjoy this experience, man, because not everybody even gets to be in this locker room, to play this game, to wear a Giants logo on your helmet. So enjoy the experience a little bit too, but take it one day at a time. You got it.
Can you let your mind wander about what you and O'Dowd and Ruben could do in this offense, given it's the second year in this offense, you guys know it pretty well?
I mean, naturally, you do. Sometimes you kind of look around and you see the talent level around you. You see the guys that have been here, you know, Ruben, you know, going into his fourth year, and it's, you know, we're experienced now. We got some guys that have been here and understand what the culture is, and it'll be fun, man. I'm sure once we all get on the same page, everybody's out there healthy, playing, you'll see some good things.
With yourself coming back, with the new additions and players and the new D coordinator, all the changes and stuff, do you guys feel like the potential is there for this team to really do big, big things?
Absolutely. I mean, every time you come in every year, your goal is to win the Super Bowl and to go to that game. And, you know, it takes time. You know, it takes a certain level of intensity, of competitiveness that we all have to have. But I think our team collectively right now has some good pieces in place in order to do some really good things come September.
Get excited to hear Eli's throwing the ball really great this spring.
He looks good, man. He looks like a young Eli, despite the two knee braces he's been wearing. But he looks good, man. I'm happy for him. He's really, I think his footwork is what's most impressive from year one in this offense. To year two is his footwork because of, you know, that's what a lot of what this offense is for the quarterback, is his footwork, making sure his timing matches up with the route running and things like that. So I think he's really dramatically improved in that regard, and it's been fun to see him play.